trade winds don't just blow clouds and moisture in the air, they also blow surface water, setting up a westward movement of the ocean surface near the equator. But ocean water is also affected by the Coriolis force, and it's being deflected to the right or clockwise in the northern hemisphere and to the left or counterclockwise in the southern hemisphere. So you can look at this map, look at the Atlantic, for example, and along the equator, the black arrows are sort of going from right to left by the trade winds pushing that water westward. But then when it hits the continent of North and South America, that water is deflected northward and southward in a clockwise direction in the northern hemisphere and in a counterclockwise direction in the southern hemisphere. This circular movement of surface currents in all the major oceans are known as gyres. And like air currents, ocean currents exert a major influence on climate. Study this map for a moment. Red arrows indicate warm water, while blue arrows indicate cold water. The trade winds push warm water toward the west of each ocean basin, and once it hits the coast, it's deflected. As I said, right in the northern hemisphere, left in the southern. This creates a warm current along the eastern coasts of continents. Look at the eastern U.S., where you find the warm Gulf Stream, and the east coast of Australia, where you also have a warm current. As this water currents move poleward, the water cools, and by the time it makes it around to the western shore of the opposite continent, it creates a cold current that flows back towards the equator. Since air over cold water tends to carry less moisture than air over warm water, the western side of continents thus tends to be more arid than the eastern sides of continents. A great example of this is the desert southwest, adjacent to the cold California current, that's much more arid than the eastern U.S., which is adjacent to the Gulf Stream. It also explains why the Atacama Desert is found in western South America, right adjacent to that Humboldt current shown on the map, while the Atlantic coast of Brazil has rainforest being next to the warm Brazil current.